We always appreciate his presence. It's good. It just feels like we're back.
We are so back.
We're so back. We don't have any guests today, but that's going to change.
Sean's going to be our special guest.
Yes, he could if he wants to. Anytime, but off the air too. Look at him. He's busy doing his thing. Anyway. It's okay. You've got Between Friends coming up at 10 a.m.
I do.
With some special
A very guest. Special guest. Yes. My boyfriend's visiting from New Zealand. There are more of us out there.
We're going to try to be cool and not like completely surround him with all sorts of questions, but I'm excited.
Yeah, he's excited too.
How's he doing so far? He's only here for a week. Like I was like, how's the jet lag?
He's freezing.
Time to... Yes.
He's absolutely frozen. He's an icicle.
This is good.
Yesterday he was like, oh, I've never been so cold in my life. Like my nose, like my head hurts. Like my, I didn't know my eyes could be cold. And I was like, welcome to Canada.
I've been in hot places where I couldn't handle it. And there was nothing you could do. I find like, we were talking about this earlier, like you can put on things. And I know I have friends from Brazil, like nothing helps when they're that cold. But when you're that hot and you're from here, like you can't do anything. Like you have to just jump in a water source of some kind.
Exactly.
So like I feel for him. I get that.
And he didn't have the slow adjustment we had. He's come straight from New Zealand summer.
And it got cold. Like it definitely did get cold. So, all right. Well, we'll check on his health.
His health. He might not make it.
He's walking. How far is the walk to get to the station?
Oh, 10 minutes.
He should pretty survive. Far for someone who's not used to this.
Maybe seven if he's running.
Amazing. Well, it does look like it's going to get a little warmer this week, and he's going to see some snow. He leaves when?
Sunday.
Okay, so he's going to see some snow. Looks like we're going to get some snow tomorrow, so that'll be pretty.
Hopefully.
Yes.
I really hope so. I need him to like make a snow angel or like...
Yeah, he'll have the opportunity. It looks like we're into like 1 to 3 centimeters tomorrow, maybe a bit more on Saturday. Maybe you could take him down to the rink.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Find a piece of cardboard, slide down a hill or something.
Oh my God, don't send him back with a broken leg. Oh my God, but yes. Yes. Okay. We'll get him all settled. A week in Kingston, like there's plenty of things to do. All right. So we were saying earlier that Almond Milk had his album release party on January 3rd and... I was noticing like a day before he was like, I'm going to kick this cold and it's going to be great. I'm like, oh, he's sick. A lot of people have been sick and he was actually battling a cold while he was performing that night. And I've seen artists push through this kind of thing. And I know people who were there and they didn't even know he was sick.
Wow.
So good on you, Simon. He's got a show coming up in Montreal as well. Did you listen to the album?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that he's singing a little bit more. I sent him a song that I liked. We can't play it on morning radio because we don't want swearing on the radio. Right? We're not going to play it, but we're going to play The Curse Is Gone. That was his first single. And that's the one where Luella's with him. And we're just looking forward to seeing more of what he's up to. I think he'll swing back because he's one of the artists in the Kingston Canadian Film Festival Slate Music Prize.
I'm excited for that.
I am so excited. Okay, let's go with The Curse Is Gone right now with Almond Milk.
I'm living through a curse, but you could set me free. Think the curse is gone, I'ma kiss you all night, stay up till the morning. Okay, first of all, no, I stayed in a bad place, but can I move into yours? We'll watch sunsets together and drink beers on rooftops, just live in the moment. I know good days are coming, we'll just live in the moment.
I know what's on your mind.
I can take my mind off things for a while.
heat falls this ancient morning. The sun blooms, the flowers glow this young afternoon. If everything was like before, would I have met you? Talking with no words, touching with a soul.
Far cry from the real world, I feel give me something I can hold on.
Okay, good morning. You're listening to the Indie Wake Up Call. Look at that. It's 9:21 already. Still kind of cold out there. Your boyfriend's going to make it.
He might.
He'll be all right.
We'll know at 11.
So I was going to tell you, we've been talking about New Zealand off the air a lot with Chance. I have a subscription to National Geographic. Mm-hmm. Everyone should. It's so amazing. And there's a whole section that I thought of you. I'm going to bring it for you. It's on the special bird in New Zealand.
Which one?
I don't.
Takahe, kakapo, tui, kiwi.
See? I knew this was going to happen. I will get back to you on that bird.
Wow.
Wow. No, I don't know.
That's okay. What did it look like? Get quiz right now.
Oh my God, Madison. Why did I say this now?
No, it's okay. You bring it next
week. It was big and beautiful and had like color on its head. Anyway, I will bring in the National Geographic. New Zealand's always like a pleasure to read about in National Geographic. I've learned a little bit about some remote places that mm-hmm. everybody wants to go. It's expensive to go there, but you should go. But then also you shouldn't disturb it. Kind of like Canada.
Mm-hmm. Right? You should go and go for like 2 months. Then come back a whole new person.
I don't think people want to come back when they do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everyone says, oh yeah, like I know someone who went to New Zealand and they never saw them again.
Hey, you went to Whistler at Christmas and made it back. That's what they say about Whistler.
Yeah, that's what New Zealanders vanish into.
I get it. I totally get it.
They become Australians.
Oh, geez. Oh, man. There's a parallel there that we're not going to talk about with Canada and the U.S. We're not going to do that. We are going to talk about, we just played a bunch of Kingston bands. We played some Cassador. We played some Piner. Piner's playing the 24th at the Broom Factory. And we just wanted to let everybody know about that. Paperbag Princess is what we played. And they're playing as well coming up. So you can, I like to check out Kingston Live. We've got it open right now. We were saying we see one night that's going to be very difficult for mm-hmm. music lovers later in the month. And that night is
January 24th.
January 24th, man. Like, what is it about that night?
I know. So we've got
Cover bands. Like, I see these amazing cover bands doing
amazing
things.
Amazing cover
whatever.
Bands.
Yeah, but
Cassador, Oak Ridge Avenue Schoolhouse.
Yeah.
We also have Jinx, Color Theory, and somebody else. And we also have just so many things on that night. If you're on big different nights, we can go to everything.
I don't know why The Wilderness keeps popping up on my playlist. It's crazy. But yeah, I which one are you going to go see?
I think I'm going to do the Cassador right? one because I really love their new single, Golden. And you know, they're friends of the show. I mean, everyone in Kingston's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's a big night. And we've been bugging them too. Like, are we going to hear some of the new music that we got to hang out and watch them record?
Yeah, so I feel like we got to see the final product. And especially with an album on the horizon, it'll be interesting to see what they play.
I know. And we just played Golden. I do love, I stopped when we were talking off the air, like listen to Steven on the drums during that. I want to see that live. It'll be so good. So yeah, but that one's going to sell out. We were talking about going to shows and making sure that you get your tickets in advance. That's one of them. Even though there's tons of competition that night.
They're also giving away free tickets on Instagram.
Why are they doing that? Anyway, I'm always saying, like, make your friends buy tickets. If they're your real friends, they'll buy tickets. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. So January 24th, we got to figure out what to do.
Yeah. And they've got a new band member too.
Yes. Very good. So we talked about Simon. We talked about Piner, Paperbag Princes, and just will remain to be seen. I feel like Carnelian's in there too somewhere on the Thursday night, which is the 23rd.
I have a feeling maybe they're playing with Jinx and Color Theory. I'm not entirely sure. Not on Kingston Live just yet. I know that
I feel like the Thursday is also going to be a night that we talk about here. So we'll get up with our student bands as well. And the Toucan, so I'm so happy that a lot of our student bands are becoming regulars in there, mm-hmm. making new friends, mm-hmm. making new friends. And that's a place you can go after the Broom Factory. It's kind of a great way to go. So
maybe that is the move on the.
That's what you do.
Yeah. And if you can brave the walk.
Oh my God. It's going to be fine.
Good thing Miro won't be here because he went. That might be.
Oh my God. All right. We want to play some Japanese Breakfast because they have an album coming out on the 21st of March and tour dates.
Yeah. So now it's a new tour. They're going to be in Toronto in early May. I think the week before I'm a little sniffer. So maybe I'll do back to back. Who
Just
knows?
Just go hang out up there. May you'll be done school.
Yeah. Oh, don't remind me.
You'll get there.
I'll get there.
This is your last semester, right?
It is.
Oh my God. Okay, here they come. Orlando in Love. Title track off the album coming out in March.
Orlando in love, ride 69 cantos for melancholy brunettes and sad women. Thank you.
say I'm holding back from you. It's getting tiring to keep it all in. My tongue not biting, cause there's no going back. It's not real until I say it out loud. When you hold me before you leave, do you think we're meant to be? I know you wanna see it through and make it here with me.
Tell me so. your love no more, I swear, cause I don't need it. And I don't mean to be conceited, but I'm the reason you're still breathing. I stopped picking up your calls, cause you won't stop screaming. Is it love or lies? I can tell you're feeling. And I don't wanna hurt your feelings, but baby, just know my feelings gone. It's been a while, but you've been on my mind. It keeps me up at night. I cannot believe this life. I wish I never met you. I even second guessed you, but I was in too deep. I couldn't leave, I couldn't let you walk away from everything. I thought that you were everything. You told me I was special, girl, but that does not mean anything to me. It don't mean anything to me.
You're special, David.
Laying down inside and you say you're not surprised, but you were. Whoa. Now it's raining outside, but if there's rain or not, you can tell you're not okay from way high. And you're not knowing what the cure is tonight. You can get all defensive silently, or you can try and accept it all. Let's go, you'll see the ladder's me.
I open both my eyes and nothing's gonna get in the way. I kept the stress alive, I need to change, alright. There's something wrong if you come in your life and you suddenly think you're not feeling quite as you were last week. If you stand the state of your yesterday's problems away, I'll keep the drama out my head. I could hang with my friends and be present instead for a while. Keep the drama out my life, get distracted and high for the moment. Yeah, I think that's enough stress for one day. No one hears what we say. Fuck my to-do list and my plans. I'm gon' go to Japan, take the train, Tokyo to Kyoto. Explore the world, hit Hawaii until the night. You can leave out behind, no problemo. No, it wouldn't mean shit to me. See the point I'm at right now. What's about to go down is uncertain, it seems, every time. So I'm not wasting any more time to explore, for sure. I paid the price, I let my feelings get the best of me, and I left myself tonight. Embarrassment delivered, and it comes as no surprise. Feeling pain right to the limit, and I still won't sympathize. I'll keep the drama out my head, I'm gon' hang with my friends and just ride. I'll keep the drama out my life, we can go where we like, that's right. Whoa, turn off the phone and keep it off, it's okay to ignore and log off.
night, get ready to listen to those classic night drive tunes that you grew up loving. Speaking of love, if you've got that special someone with you, make sure you remember to hold them tight. There's nothing quite like love, would you agree? I most definitely agree. For those riding solo tonight, if you need to be on the road, you may be approaching something truly special. That's right.
I feel a little scared, you are starting to get close to me. This is getting real, I wanna open up and let it be. Hear you on the phone, I wanna go and learn a little more. I wanna be with you, I will be sure to walk into your door. I have had my time, I needed to heal. I feel ready to feel something that's real.
Maurice, Motorcycle Sidecar. I think that was one of Rue's picks coming in. We're just talking about Rue, and we're hoping she's going to be back in February because we need to get those live sessions rolling. And I'm not saying that she is live sessions, but she kind of is. She's kind of our leader. And I know she was asking about Busty and the Bass. They're coming in February, and you're going to hear a little station promo from them. Looking forward to that show. So we only talked about January shows, particularly January 24th, but there's a lot going on this weekend too. You can see Jinx this weekend and a couple other people out there as well. But coming into February, we're also seeing people like Busty and the Bass and so on. So you're going to want to check that out. But yeah.
Also Bidwin Sound Clash coming up.
I just got an email asking if we want to interview them. And you know, they're like an OG Queens band, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yes, we will absolutely come up with something. We'll get them on the show. That's going to be a fun one. So yeah, February is also, like, really, we're almost halfway through January. So
don't say that, Cindy.
Why is that stressful? Isn't that good?
Graduation on the horizon. You can't say those things.
Oh my God, we've been talking about your life a lot.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
My mysterious future.
Just go to shows, get your work done. It's going to be awesome. We've got so many fun things coming up. So anyway, I want to end the show though. Speaking of Rue, hopefully we'll have her back in February, but I feel like this is a band I know because of her. Mm-hmm. She always reminds us that she went to one of their, I think she went to one of their shows.
She did.
And like, they're known for having their amps light on fire because it's just such an out of control experience. I would expect that now. Mm-hmm. If I go to a Lamborghini Girls show, that's what we're talking about.
The amp's not on fire. We're not having
enough. Is it
fun.
Really a Lamborghini Girls show? Mm-hmm. If like amp's not on fire. Anyway, that's always stuck with me. And we're going to play a track called Love to get us out of here. Between Friends and the Boyfriend's coming up.
Yep.
All right. He's not here yet. Hopefully he is braving the weather. Again, we did say he's also a Kiwi. Has he been to Canada before?
Once in the summer.
Oh, geez. All right. We'll get a report. Proof of life, all that stuff. Anyway, thanks for hanging out again, obviously, this morning. And yeah, let's
see you
going.
Next week.
I'll see you next week. Lamborghini Girls, Love on the Indie Wake Up Call.
Andy from the Astros, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. And I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
We had food growing up, and we were used to being able to eat. But then all of a sudden, we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you, and they're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
Partners in Mission Food Bank could not exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including assembling daily hampers, sorting food donations, breaking down and portioning bulk items, packing eggs into cartons,